Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Somehow Richmond's going to have to figure out a way to fix the city and make it attractive for business and residents. Kind of were on the right track for a while there, and I don't know. Seems like we've got a problem. However, Navy Hill is dead. And now we're talking Green City, and I'm excited about it. I'm interested in what the differences are in the proposals, though. And Michael Hallmark is the founder and partner of Future Cities, and he was in on both of these plans, helping to craft them. He's got a lot of experience in this as an architect and everything. So, Michael, I'm really happy to have you with us this morning. What made Green City occur? Was it just the failure of Navy Hill and you've got money and an idea and you're like, I'm not letting this thing die if the city can't pull it together?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me.
Of course. Yeah. Glad you're here.
I think what made Green City happen is that we had a firm conviction in the idea of an arena anchored mixed use development. Mm-hmm. And it can happen in one of two places. It could happen in a downtown environment. I've done a lot of arena developments in downtown, Staples Center in Los Angeles, for example, that begat LA Live around it.
Yeah, it's really nice. I've been to it a couple of times. It's great. Yeah.
Yeah. And it really did help reshape that part of Los Angeles, downtown Los Angeles, which was really not in very good shape. So that was one theory, and that's a theory that can work, but you have to have, you know, the city behind you.
Yeah.
It didn't happen in downtown. The second way it can happen is to put it in a place that's extremely accessible, which this site is in the county, the intersection of Parham and I-95, and also the 295. It's extraordinarily accessible, which is why Best Products put its national headquarters there once upon a time.
Years ago.
It has to have a lot of other supportive components to it. And I think we were particularly impressed with the natural resources that were already there. Mm-hmm. There were protected wetlands and stream beds, and the idea that we could do both things, create both an outdoor indoor kind of development that still had a village core to it, still had an arena anchored retail, office, and residential district, but still had 40 acres of park system to it, walkable trails. And then that further evolved to the idea of doing something extraordinary with sustainability.
Yeah.
So our primary issue here, above all others, including the arena, is to create an eco district. And that would be a national standard that would put sustainability on the map for this area. And I think we're probably most intrigued by that. And we're lining up a tremendous group of consultants who have experience in eco districts worldwide. We want to turn the Best Products headquarters, renovate it into something called a living building. There's a thing out there called the Living Building Challenge. There's only a few hundred of these buildings that exist in the world, but they exist without using power from the grid. They are either net zero power or net positive power. They
harvest solar panels.
It falls. Solar panels, absolutely. Geothermal, which helps cut down on heating and cooling loads, all kinds of tricks. But happy to talk to you about that at some other point as we evolve this project. But we're all very excited by that, and we've got some really tremendous talent that are coming on board over the next few months to help us get the master plan going.
Now, you're a developer, and I'm sure you're a diplomatic person, yes. So I'm not going to put you in the spot of being critical of your former partners in the city of Richmond. I do that for you. but I want to be honest. People were very excited when Navy Hill was unveiled, and we thought that might go through, and then it hit roadblock after roadblock, and the funding mechanism seemed to be the death knell for it. Is there anything on the radar that we need to be concerned about with the actual execution of this project in Henrico?
No, it wasn't. It wasn't actually the funding mechanism. It was the controversy of the size of the TIF district itself. So the arena was the part that was going to be funded by the increase in the discrete taxes in the TIF zone itself. So no new taxes, no additional burdens on anybody, but just the uplift that would be caused by the projects that were being developed within the TIF itself, and that was it. It was a very small incremental area from our perspective, but this community decided they didn't want to do that, and that's fine. And the council representatives who represent those districts have every right to listen to their constituents, and that's perfectly fair. We have very strong and warm relationships with the city and the administration. We hope to do one of the elements that was within the Navy Hill project that's on the boards right now, a new Ronald McDonald House downtown, new doorways, and a substantial office space for VCU Health Systems, which they need desperately from their larger projects that are being developed there, new childcare. So that's a project that's actually happening that was in the original Navy Hill plan that we hope to realize here in the next year or two.
Okay. But Henrico, in your conversations, and I had Tommy Brannon, the chair of the Board of Supervisors, on the program yesterday to talk through the announcement, and he feels very confident that the same impediments in Richmond just won't happen in Henrico. Henrico's ready to pony up for the infrastructure improvements surrounding the project, but this is private money going in.
Right. In fairness, they're very, very different jurisdictions, and they have very, very different problems to solve.
Right.
So we have to realize that, and it's easier. You know, there's five supervisors in Henrico, and there's nine in the city. It's easier to get to five than it is to nine. And I think they have the county, Henrico County, has an extraordinary leadership in John Patulkas. They get these kinds of economic development deals done, the big ones done, like Short Pump and others. So this is their business. This is what they do day in and day out.
And do you think it's legitimate in 5 years that we'll see the arena up in 2025? You think so?
Absolutely. Yeah, without a doubt.
Well, hey, that's exciting to talk about. And I appreciate you coming on this morning. I was wondering whether anybody would make the press tour after the announcement, and the fact that you're willing to do it, especially after.
We want to be very, very open about the project, and we'll. I mean, it's as you say, it's the news is hours old, a couple of days old. But we're going to be very open, have public meetings, get public input. We'll get information out to folks, and we'll be very sharing and happy to talk to anybody about the project. We think it's very exciting.
I appreciate that. Michael Harmark is the founder and partner of Future Cities and the Green City Project that was announced on Tuesday morning for Henrico. Pretty big deal, and I appreciate you talking it through with us. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.